If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11.
请各位打开圣经到彼得前书第四章第七节到第十一节。
And I'll have Brother Yifan to go ahead and read it.
彼得前书第四章第七节。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading and preaching of his word.
求主赐福给那些宣读和宣讲他的道的人。
If you notice in this beginning of this passage, with the opening statement, the end of all things is near.
今天的经文的第一节说到万物的结局近了。
It sounds very serious.
听起来非常的严重。
The world is ending.
世界即将要结束。
Actually, if you know that the days are your last days, would you do anything differently?
如果你知道你这几天是你最后的生命的几天，你会做一些对生命的改变吗？
If you knew this world is coming to end, and it will, would you live, love, or even laugh differently?
如果你知道这个你所处的世界即将要终结，你的嬉笑怒骂，你的生命会得到改变吗？
This scripture passage begins with a serious statement.
今天经文的开始是一个非常严肃非常严重的话语。
But you would also notice at the end of this particular passage, it begins with a very positive praise.
但是我们也能够看到今天经文的结尾是一个非常正面的颂赞。
To God be the glory and power forever and ever, amen.
神的荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远，阿们。
So you have a statement about the last day, and then you have a heavenly praise.
所以我们看到一个关于末世的言语，我们也看到了一个来自属天的颂赞。
So how do you get from the thinking about the last day to think about the heavenly praise?
所以我们怎样从末世就跳到了对天的荣耀呢？
How do we get to the point where we're reminded to number our days, but at the same time expect with joy the heavenly chorus?
经文提醒我们，要我们在末世要警醒，也要我们将荣耀和全能都给神。
Brothers and sisters, may I remind you that most of this context has to do with one group particularly, and that is the family of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我想要提醒大家，今天的经文是运用在我们的教会上面的。
So when we look at this statement, the end of all things is near, we need to not simply just look at ourselves, but look around.
所以当我们看到经文说万物的结局近了，我们不应当只看到自己，应该看到我们的身边。
Look at the church. Look how we could encourage one another as the day draws near.
让我们看到我们的教会，让我们看到在万物的结局近的时候，我们怎样的互相鼓励。
The end of all things is near.
万物的结局近了。
Now let's take it from the author's perspective. Remember, it's Peter.
让我们看到这个彼得前书的作者彼得的这个角度。
Remember, Peter walked those dusty roads with Jesus. He ate bread with Jesus. He heard the exact words from Jesus. He saw the miracles of Jesus. He heard the promises and the prophecies of Jesus.
我们看到彼得这本书的作者与耶稣同行，与他一同擘饼，听到见证神迹，聆听耶稣的预言和应许。
Peter was there when Jesus suffered.
在耶稣十字架上受难的时候，彼得也在那里。
Remember, he watched as Jesus breathed his last breath on the cross.
彼得看到主耶稣在十字架上呼出那最后的一口气。
And 3 days later, it was Peter that looked into the empty tomb.
三天之后，彼得见证了空坟墓。
He was also there at the post-resurrection appearance.
他也在耶稣复活之后见证了耶稣。
Remember, Peter was also present.When Jesus ascended from the Mount of Olives until he vanished in the cloud.
当耶稣从橄榄山上升天，在云中消失的时候，耶稣也在那里做见证。
And it was Peter and the other disciples that heard audibly of the angels who said that Jesus will come again.
彼得和其他的使徒都听到耶稣，都听到天使说耶稣将要再来。
Jesus is coming again.
耶稣将要再来。
This is not just simply a positive reminder, but this is a pleasant encouragement to us all.
这并不只是一个正面的提醒，而更是一个对我们的鼓励。
You know, in just a few moments, we are going to be taking communion.
接下来等一下我们会一起守圣餐。
And oftentimes we just think of communion in the past.
我们经常想到，当我们守圣餐的时候，我们想到过去的事情。
That is, we remember the atoning works of Christ, and we should.
我们纪念主耶稣基督为我们赎罪。
But there's another aspect that we should remember when we take communion.
但是有另外一个角度，我们也应该记得。
In other words, not just what was done for us, but also something that we could look forward to.
我们应当不仅仅记得过去的事情。也应该记得现在的事情。
We look forward to the coming of Christ, to being in the presence of Christ, don't we?
我们也应当纪念主耶稣的再来。
In other words, we should look forward with great anticipation about the future.
我们应当非常期待将来要发生的事。
So in other words, when the end is near, or when we hear that statement, there's a part where we should be excited.
所以说当我们听到万物的结局近了我们应当感到激动。
It's not like, no, it's coming, don't come now.
我们并不应该期待它不要来临。
I might have told this story once.
我可能讲过接下来这个故事。
It was a couple of days before I was going to get married.
在我结婚的几天前。
One of my groomsmen said, what if the Lord comes?
我的一个伴郎说如果耶稣在你结婚之前再来要怎么办呢
What if the Lord comes before you get married?
如果你结婚之前主耶稣就来了怎么办
Oh, he got me upset.
他让我非常的失落
I wanted to marry my wife, Julie.
我想要和我的太太结婚
I wanted to see Jesus.
我也想要看到耶稣的再来
So I was kind of stuck, how should I respond?
所以当时的我非常的两难
So I prayed.
所以我做了祷告。
I said, Lord, give me grace so I could get married and see you too.
我祷告说，神给我恩典，让我能够与我的太太结婚，也能够见证你的再来。
There is a joyful anticipation when the Lord comes, because He will bring about justice. He will bring about joy like never before.
我们知道，当主再来的时候，他会给我们带来喜乐、公义和审判。
And so when you hear that statement, the end is near, the end is coming to near.
所以当你听到说万物的结局近了的时候
It should conjure up a joyful anticipation that Christ is coming again.
你的心中应该有喜乐期盼主耶稣的再来
Now, as the end is coming near, for the first couple of verses that I'll spend time in here, it talks about three considerations for us to apply to our lives.
那在万物的结局近了的时候我们看到今天我想要说的三点
These are three points for us as a church, as a community that we need to practice
这三点是我们作为一个集体作为教会需要时常来领受来操练的
So in verse 7 it says Therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray
经文第七节讲到要谨慎自守警醒祷告
So our first point is that we need to be ready to pray.
所以我的第一点是我们应该随时准备好祷告。
There is a certain amount of alertness, a certain amount of preparation and readiness at any given moment that we should get on our knees and pray.
我们必须时刻准备好向神祷告。
The realization that the end is near should, in some sense, bring about sobriety.
意识到万物的结局近了应该给我们带来一些清醒。
Now, in the English version, it says, be of sober mind. Peter had used this phrase, and he uses three times in this entire letter.
彼得在彼得前书当中用这个短语三遍提醒我们要警醒。
In chapter 1, Peter had mentioned that we need to prepare our minds for action, and being sober-minded that we would set our hope fully on the grace that was brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在第一章当中彼得提醒我们要约束我们的心谨慎自守专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候给我们所带来的恩典
In chapter 5 verse 8 he uses the same word he says be sober minded be watchful
在第五章当中彼得提醒我们务要谨守要警醒
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
为什么要谨守警醒呢?因为你的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人。
So being sober-minded, being ready, has a lot of implications for us.
所以谨守和警醒对我们来说有很多的应用。
The value of us of having a clear mind and being ready to pray at a moment gives us benefits.
对我们来说谨守警醒随时准备好祷告有很多的益处。
It will help us in temptation. It will help us to continue to walk closely with God.
在我们受到试探的时候它会帮助我们帮助我们与神同行。
Let me ask you this. Do we ever have trouble being alert in prayer?
弟兄姐妹们，在我们祷告的时候，有没有碰到困难？在我们有没有在谨守和警醒的时候觉得很难
？Now some of us have been in prayer meetings before.
我们当中很多人参加过祷告会。
Or sometimes when the prayer is too long, you know, sometimes our minds drift a little bit, right?
当有时候其他人的祷告相对来说长一点的时候，我们会开始想心事。
Some of us have problems as far as being alert in prayer.
我们有些人在祷告的时候很难警醒。
If we had to confess, how many times have we eaten before we pray?
如果我们要说真话的话，我们祷告之前是不是经常吃东西
？You know, the most times we're tempted is actually in the morning time, right?
在早晨，我们是不是祷告之前就先吃早餐呢
？We eat real fast and forget to give thanks.
我们快快的吃了早餐，却没有向神谢恩。
When we say we pray, but we don't, has it ever happened to you?
当我们说我们祷告，但是却没有祷告的时候，这发生在你的身上过吗
？Have you ever said, "I'll pray for you, sister," "I'll pray for you, brother," and then you forget to pray?
你有没有承诺过别人要为别人祷告，但是却最后忘记了
？Let's take a walk in the garden.
让我们一起看到客西马尼园里面。
The Garden of Gethsemane, remember?
但弟兄姐妹们还记得吗？
Jesus is spending time, and what is he doing? He is praying with the two disciples.
我们看到耶稣和他的门徒在客西马尼园中祷告。
There is two types of folded hands that are occurring in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在园中有两种的手当时合在了一起。
There is the praying hands,
有祷告的手
sleeping hands,
和昏睡的手。
Lord Jesus, he was praying, wasn't he?
主耶稣在祷告。
Scripture says he was praying so fervently, not just sweat, but drops of blood was draining down his face.
经文说到主耶稣在祷告的时候，有血从他的脸上滴下来。
Now when it came to the disciples,
但是让我们看到门徒呢
？They started out praying.
门徒开始了祷告。
And then they started sleeping.
但是他们从祷告变成了昏睡。
Even Jesus had to wake them up. He says, "What are you guys doing? Wake up! You guys got to pray."
耶稣警戒门徒说：“你们不能同我警醒片时吗
？”Jesus said, "Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation."
耶稣警告门徒说：“总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
”What is Peter's emphasis in being alert in prayer?
彼得说要警醒祷告，他的重点是什么呢
？When it comes to prayer, it needs to be intentional. It needs to be a very disciplined effort.
我们的祷告必须是有目的性的，是有条理的。
In other words, you just can't lie in your bed and say, "Okay, pray."
换句话说，你不能躺在床上就开始祷告。
There has to be some intention, there has to be some effort, and there has to be some passion in it.
你的祷告必须是热心的，必须是有目的性的。
When we pray, we should pray with a clear mind. We should pray with a pure heart.
当我们祷告的时候，我们需要有清澈的眼目，纯洁的心灵。
As I mentioned, this context is about the church and how we need to respond as a church.
就像我说的，今天的经文是给到教会的，关于我们如何作为教会来回应。
And so the challenge is there are times that we need to come together as a church.
所以经文给我们的挑战是，有时候我们作为教会必须团结在一起。
Let me give you a day to think about.
让弟兄姐妹们，让我们来思想一下这样的一天。
This coming Wednesday night is an opportunity for us to pray as a church.
这个礼拜三是我们全教会的祷告会。
We should come together and seek the Lord together as a church.
我们应当在一起寻求主。
I invite you to come to pray.
我邀请弟兄姐妹们周三晚上来参加祷告会。
The second challenge that we have here comes from the verse that follows. It says, "Above all." Love each other dearly, because Because love covers a multitude of sin.
经文给我们的第二个挑战，这边说到最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
We need to cover each other in love.
我们必须要用爱遮盖彼此。
Remember, this is about, not about just simply you as an individual, but this is about us.
弟兄姐妹们记得，这不光光是关于你的，这是关于我们作为教会的。
So this is an appeal for us to love one another.
经文请求我们要彼此相爱。
Now it says for us, above all, in other words, put this to the highest priority.
这边经文说到最要紧，就是说把这作为你生命中最重要的事。
And it says for us to love each other deeply.
经文要我们彼此相爱，深刻的相爱。
So when it talks about loving each other deeply, there's an incredible amount of depth there.
当经文要求我们彼此相爱的时候，这个爱其实是相当的深刻的。
Deeply means that it means to be constant as something to be stretched or extended.
这边的这个深刻的爱是说这个爱是可以被伸展的。
In other words, when we love our brother, when we love our sisters, there needs to be an effort.
换句话说，当我们爱我们身边的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们必须做出努力。
In other words, if you're not trying, you're not loving.
换句话说，如果你并没有做出努力的话，你并没有真正的爱彼此。
So where should our premise be?
所以我们应该怎么做呢？
Remember, we have the capacity to love.
弟兄姐妹们，记得我们有爱的能力。
And the reason we have a deep capacity to love is because of God.
我们能够爱是因为神先爱我们。
God first loved us.
神首先爱了我们。
God made the first move.
神在这个爱的关系当中做出了首先做出了举动。
And if we have the love of God in our life,
如果我们生命当中有神的爱的话呢？
Remember, the love of God is huge, right?
弟兄姐妹们记得神的爱是最重要的。
We have plenty to share with one another.
如果我们心中有神的爱，我们就有足够的爱与身边的弟兄姐妹分享。
Love kindles, love fuels the passion, love covers.
神的爱点燃我们的热心，让我们能够遮盖彼此。
Now notice the phrase, love covers a multitude of sin.
我们看到经文说到爱能遮掩许多的罪。
It doesn't mean, okay, you love and your sins are forgiven. No, it doesn't.
这里不是说你只要去爱，你的罪就得到了赦免。
Remember, our sins are forgiven because of the work of Christ.
我们的罪得到赦免是因为耶稣在十字架上的功。
What is Peter saying here?
彼得这里是什么意思呢？
Remember that he is concerned about certain behaviors in the church.
弟兄姐妹们记得彼得在当时对教会的一些行为非常的感到困扰。
Think of the church as a fabric that is knitted together.
让我们把教会当作一个编织在一起的布料。
Peter was concerned about some of the fabric that was fraying or that was coming apart.
彼得对教会感到担忧，因为当中有一些弟兄姐妹慢慢的懈怠了下来。
So instead of allowing deceit to foster or animosity or anger to be flared up, essentially says end it and end it with love.
彼得要我们用爱遮盖彼此的罪。
Love diffuses things.
爱驱散这一切的罪。
Instead of retaliating, kindness will calm it.
比起复仇，恩慈能够让彼此的怒气消散。
Compassion extinguishes sins and its effect within the community.
怜悯能够驱散罪的果效，这是在我们的教会当中非常的有效果的。
We are to cover each other in love.
我们应当要遮盖彼此的罪。
Now I know some of you have kids here, right?
我们知道我们当中很多人有小孩。
And there are times that you, the kids, they kind of knock heads with each other, or they're not getting along.
我们的孩子经常互相争斗。
And sometimes you're just saying, okay, end it, right?
有时候你就会说，好的，不要再打了。
Stop it, you know, I don't want to hear it, you know, you guys are fighting too much.
作为家长，你有时候会说，不要再打斗了，我已经听够了。
What are you really asking for?
你实际上是在问什么呢？
Besides peace.
除了你小孩当中能够有和平。
What you're really asking for is for them to consider...or to raise up the level of love.
你真正想要你孩子懂得的是让他们能够互相彼此相爱。
You tell them, it doesn't matter who started, right?
你告诉他们不管是谁开始的这个打斗。
Essentially, you want them to apply love.
你想要他们能够彼此把爱应用出来。
In other words, if your brother or your sister irritated you, you want to forgive them.
换句话说，如果你的哥哥或者姐姐惹怒了你，你想要能够原谅他。
In other words, if you were the cause of the irritation, you were the cause of the problem, confess it and turn the other way.
如果你是这个争斗的根源的话，你也需要寻求原谅。
You are asking them to cover each other in love.
你在请求他们能够用爱彼此遮盖。
You know, one of the famous passages in Scripture about love is found in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们知道在新约哥林多前书第十三章说到爱的真谛。
Sometimes you hear this 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in wedding ceremonies.
我们经常能够在结婚的时候听到这一篇。
Yeah, sure it is for the bride and groom, but actually, remember, it is written for the entire church.
爱的真谛确实是可以写给新郎和新娘的，但也是写给我们所有弟兄姐妹的。
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I did the math. In other words, I figured some things out.
我做了一个算术，《哥林多前书》第十三章关于爱的。
It says two things. One, it says what love is and what love is not.
十三章说到爱是和爱不是。
You could count how many statements of what love is on one hand.
你可以用一只手来算出他说爱是什么。
But you could count what love is not on two hands.
但是他却说了很多爱不是什么样子。
In other words,What Scripture is telling us is sometimes we have the wrong perspective of love.
换句话说，经文在提醒我们，有时候我们对爱的诠释是不正确的。
In other words, sometimes we need to be corrected of what love is.
我们有时候需要被改正、被教导真爱到底是什么样的。
That's why it's saying there's so many love is not.
所以保罗才说了这么多爱不是什么样子的。
If we are going to love the right way, we need God's perspective, we also need God's power.
我们需要神的角度，我们需要神的力量来帮助我们去正确的爱彼此。
Let me give you a perspective of love.
让我给你一个例子。
You all have a towel, don't you?
我们每个人都有毛巾，对不对？
We all have towels at home.
我们家里都有毛巾啊。
But let me ask you this, do you love with a towel?
但是你会用毛巾去爱吗？
Didn't Jesus love with a towel?
耶稣是不是用毛巾去爱了？
Remember what he did? He went to the disciples' feet, he washed their feet, he towel them off, right?
耶稣用毛巾给门徒洗脚。
Jesus served his brothers, didn't he?
耶稣服侍了他身边的弟兄。
The love for Jesus and the love for brothers and sisters of Christ should move us to love in such a way that we are serving one another.
我们心中的爱应当激励我们彼此互相服侍。
Let me ask you this. Do you have bandages in your home?
弟兄姐妹们，我们家里有绷带吗？
Oh, we got plenty of bandages in our home.
我们家里有很多的绷带。
Because I hurt myself a lot.
因为我经常的弄伤自己。
What are bandages used for?
绷带是用来干嘛呢？
Usually when somebody gets hurt or wounded, they put bandages on, right?
当一个人受伤的时候，我们给他用绷带。
Let me ask you this. Do you love with bandages?
那弟兄姐妹们，你们用绷带来爱彼此吗？
Remember the Good Samaritan. He loved the stranger that was beaten on the path with bandages.
让我们看到好撒玛利亚人，他用绷带给路人来治伤疗伤。
He made sure that stranger was taken care of, that he was on the mend.
他去照料这一个他所素未谋面的人。
So let me ask you this: those who have been wounded, those who have been hurt, do you have a heart for those who are wounded, heart for those who are hurting?
弟兄姐妹们，你对那些受伤，你对那些有心灵有伤害的人有负担吗？
Brothers and sisters, we should know how people respond when it comes to being hurt.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应该知道当人受伤的时候他是怎样回应的。
Usually when a person is hurt, they withdraw.
通常来说当一个人受伤的时候他就会往后退一步。
And so if we're loving with bandages,We are going after them. We are trying to bring them back in.
我们应当去追求的，我们应当去他们那边用绷带为他们疗伤，把他们带回来。
Brothers and sisters, do we have the love for the those who are lost.
弟兄姐妹们，你们对那些失丧的灵魂有负担吗？
In other words, those who need Jesus.
那些需要耶稣的人。
We need to realize that as we are called sheep, we're all sheep in this congregation.
我们应当意识到，我们都是耶稣的羊。
And there are times that sheep get hurt.
有时候羊会受伤。
Sometimes we clash with each other.
有时候我们互相争竞。
Sometimes we get hurt from the outside.
有时候我们受到外部环境的伤害。
And there are times that we are walking into the sanctuary wounded.
有时候我们经常走进神的教堂，身上伤痕累累。
If there is a place to practice the love of God, it is here in this church.
我们应当在教会里来应用，来操练神的爱。
Love covers a multitude of sins.
爱能遮盖许多的罪。
In verse 9, it tells us another challenge for us to consider.
经文第九节给我们了第三个挑战。
It says to, that we should show or offer hospitality.
经文要求我们款待彼此。
Now, you have to realize that hospitality is actually a gift, a spiritual gift.
款待彼此是一个属灵的恩赐。
But here in this passage, hospitality is to be cultivated by every Christian in every Christian home,And especially in every Christian church.
经文告诉我们，在每一个基督徒的家庭、基督徒的教会当中，我们都应当款待彼此。
How did the church show hospitality back then?
在教会起初的时候，人们是怎样在教会中款待彼此的呢？
Well, the church served, the church gave, they were hospitable to apostles like Paul.They are hospitable to preachers and teachers of the word, evangelists.
我们看到在教会起初的时候，他们对像保罗一样的宣教士，他们款待他们，对客旅的牧者、教师和传道人都非常的款待。
Remember in the book of Philippians, Paul went out of his way to say thank you very much for the length that they went to take care of him.
我们看到保罗在腓立比书当中称赞那些照顾他、款待他的弟兄姐妹。
Hospitality has its roots in showing kindness, and showing kindness not only to the ones that we're familiar with, but even to strangers.
在我们对彼此施恩慈的时候，我们既是在款待他们。
You know, in the book of Acts, it tells us in Acts chapter 2 how the church shared with one another.
我们看到在使徒行传第二章，教会弟兄姐妹彼此分享。
What were they sharing?
他们在分享什么呢？
A lot of the things that they were sharing was food and clothing.
他们互相分享食物和衣物。
And it says in scripture that it got to a point where no one was in need.
经文告诉我们，他们互相彼此分享，没有人再有需求。
This is what happens when sharing is contagious.
当我们彼此分享到了这样一个地步的时候，就是有如此大的力量。
You know, you may know that I was once a missionary that was sent out from this church.
我曾经是由恩典教会差派出去的传道人。
And at the time, the church had, actually they still do, they have, you know, support groups for the church.
我们教会对于每一个我们差派的宣教士都有一个祷告小组。
So anytime the missionary would come in, they would have a gathering, they would, you know, meet with the missionary and pray with the missionary.
所以每一次教会所支持的宣教士回来的时候，这个小组都会与这个宣教士一同祷告。
Now one particular year, the leader says, "We are taking a collection."
有一年，这个祷告小组的领导跟我说，我们现在正在集资。
And he says, "We're going to get you a Christmas gift."
他们对我说，他们要送我一个礼物，圣诞礼物。
So the leader says, "Anything you want."
他对我说，你想要什么，我们都给你。
Anything?
真的吗？什么都可以吗？
Anything you want, we'll get it for you.
他们跟我说，你任何想要的，我们都买给你。
Now he didn't tell me how much or whatever. He just said anything you want.
他没有给我定一个价值，他就只说了你想要什么都可以哦。
As a servant of God, I better be careful of what I want.
作为神的仆人，我也必须要小心我所求的。
Well, I needed shoes.
我当时需要一双鞋子。
Because the shoes that I had were holes in it, had holes in it.
因为当时我的鞋子当中有几个洞。
Now again, when I gave what I needed to the leader, I said, I need a pair of shoes.
所以当我回应这个祷告小组的时候，我说我需要一双新鞋。
And he says, any pair of shoes?
他说，随便什么样的鞋吗？
Do you only need one pair of shoes?
你真的只需要一双新鞋吗？
Now I know some of you guys love your shoes, don't you?
我知道大家很多人很喜欢你们的鞋子。
Now at the time, I only had like two or three pairs of shoes.
我当时只有两到三双鞋。
Some of you, if I had to look in your closets, I know that there are boxes and boxes of shoes.
如果我看到弟兄姐妹当中有一些人的衣橱的话，我会看到啊，鞋盒堆积成山。
You have a shoe for all occasions.
你去任何一个场所都有一双指定的鞋子。
But all I asked for was just one pair of shoes so I could wear it to do the missionary work.
我当时 只求一双鞋子能够让我穿来 去宣教。
They got me that one pair of shoes.
他们送了我一双鞋。
And I wore it every day doing the mission work.
我从此每天在宣教的合场上都穿着那双鞋。
And it lasted me a couple of years.
那双鞋坚持了很多年。
I felt like it was like the sandals of Moses because it didn't wear out.
我感觉我的那双新鞋就像是摩西的这个鞋一样，因为它真的是没有被毁坏。
The point of the story is, grace was given, hospitality was shown to me.
我想说这个故事的原因是当时教会的弟兄姐妹对我施恩慈款待了我。
And you could make the case it contributed to the work of the Lord.
你也可以同样的为主的工。
We don't have to wait till missionaries come our way.
我们不需要等到宣教士到我们当中来。
There's always plenty of opportunities to show hospitality to others.
在我们的生命当中有很多的机会让我们可以款待彼此。
When we think about church leaders, you should think about how they are hospitable.
当我们想到教会领袖的时候，我们应当想到他们是怎样款待的。
One of the qualifications for elders is hospitality.
作为一个长老，长老必须要款待。
In other words, if you aspire to be a church leader, you need to be initiative, you need to be involved or inspire hospitable acts of kindness.
换句话说，如果你想要带领教会，在教会当中成为领袖的话，你应当激励众人，款待众人。
So, brothers and sisters, let me give you a couple applications as we close our time here.
弟兄姐妹们，在今天我们时间的最后，我想给大家几点应用。
We need to be aware that the end is near, right?
我们必须知道万物的结局近了。
And that should influence us the way we live.
这应当影响我们 过日子的方式。
There should be a joyful anticipation.
我们应当喜乐地期待主的再来。
And scripture challenges us, don't be idle, but what? To pray.
经文挑战我们，叫我们不要闲散，时常祷告。
We should pray in anticipation, we should pray that we would not enter into temptation.
在我们祷告的时候，我们应该求神不要带我们进入试探。
When we think about the book of Revelation and what it reveals as far as the future times,
当我们思想到启示录的时候，我们想到它为我们昭示了未来的什么呢？
We know that the Lord reigns.
我们知道主将要再来，统管全地。
And we will see the fullest sense of the Lord reigns.
我们在当时会看到主统管全地。
There's a part in all of our prayers that should be is that we should be praying that the Lord will come.And come quickly.
在我们的祷告中应该求主快快的来临。
If you look in the book of Revelation, it says, Come, Lord Jesus, come.
我们看到启示录当中说到主必快来。
Secondly, if you know that the end is near, you should know where you stand before the Lord.
第二点，如果你知道万物的结局近了，你应该知道你和神到底是什么样的关系。
Are you sure of your salvation this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，你对你的救恩 确定吗？
Have you asked the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords where you stand before him?
你有没有问过万王之王万主之主？
Remember the Lord has spoken and he has says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
记得经文告诉我们，我们每一个人都犯罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
There is a part that if the Holy Spirit is prompting you, he will convict you of your sins and lead you to Christ.
如果你真的得救了，那圣灵必定提醒你，带你走向耶稣。
He will lead you to the cross of Christ.
圣灵会带你到主耶稣的十字架面前。
Have you come to the cross of Christ?
你有没有来到主的十字架面前？
Have you confessed your sin and repented before the Lord God Almighty?
你有没有在神面前认罪？
Have you received the forgiveness that only God could give?
你有没有得到只有神能够给的？
If you are,
宽恕。
Or if you do, I would challenge you to share it with somebody.
如果你已经得到了神的宽恕，我鼓励你去和其他的人分享这个好消息。
Tell somebody today. Today is the day that I embrace the cross of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，与你身边的人分享你得救的见证。
My last challenge is for us as a church.
我最后的一个挑战是给教会的。
There's a part where we need to be all in when it comes to the church.
当我们作为一个教会的时候，我们必须完全摆上。
In other words, when it comes to things involving our church, let's participate and let's do so freely and willingly.
换句话说，当我们在教会服事的时候，让我们完全摆上。
When it comes to prayer, we need to be ready to pray for one another.
在我们祷告的时候，我们应该随时准备好为彼此代祷。
When it comes to serving, we need to serve with towels in mind.
在我们服事的时候，我们应该准备好我们的毛巾去为众人洗脚。
When it comes to spreading His love, we need to spread His love, knowing that there's times that we may bandage somebody else.
当我们传扬神的爱的时候，我们知道我们有时候需要来为别人疗伤。用上绷带。
We need to love the church, not what it used to be, but we need to love the church for what it is now.
我们不应当只爱教会的过去，我们也应当爱教会的目前。
Remember the church is the bride of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，记得教会乃是耶稣的心腹。
The same way you love the church for what it is now.
你现在能够爱你所身处的教会。
Maybe telling how you love Christ.
你怎样爱你的教会？就彰显了你怎样爱耶稣。
Remember the church is precious to Christ, that He sanctifies the church.
我们知道耶稣让教会成圣，因为他爱教会。
And one day He will present it in splendor.
有一天耶稣也会在荣耀当中将它显现。
Brothers and sisters, the end of all things is near.
弟兄姐妹们，万物的结局近了。
Be alert and sober-minded that you may pray, and above all, love each other.Deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins, and offer hospitality with one another without grumbling.
所以你们要谨慎自守，精心祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮盖许多的罪。
Brothers and sisters, this passage starts off with application that we could all do.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的经文是从一些应用开始。
God has driven us to pray for one another and to also love one another.
神提醒我们要彼此祷告，彼此相爱。
Let us do so for the glory of God.
让我们为神的荣耀这样做。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father in heaven, as we come before you, we thank you, Father, for you demonstrated your love to us, and while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
天父，当我们来到你的面前，我们知道在我们还是罪人的时候，你就爱了我们。
You bestowed upon us your great love, your divine love.
主，你赐给我们你的大爱，你神圣的爱。
And so, Father, not only is it a privilege and honor for us to receive it, Father, it's also a responsibility for us to spread it.
主啊，这能够接受你的爱是我们的特权，我们也应当传扬这样的爱。
Father, we pray that we would spread your love, especially, Father, to the body of believers.
主啊，我们希望能够彼此相爱，尤其是对我们身边的弟兄姐妹。
Help us to be aware of how we could share your love, Father, with other brothers and sisters in Christ who may need it.
让我们知道我们应该怎样能够去跟那些有需要的弟兄姐妹传扬你的爱。
We all need encouragement at one time or another.
我们在生命中都需要鼓励。
We all need to be appreciated and encouraged in Christ.
我们都需要被赞扬、被激励在主耶稣基督当中。
And we all have hospitality to give to one another.
我们也应当彼此互相款待。
Father, help us to be diligent as the day draws near.
主啊，当万物结局近了的时候，让我们能够警醒。
To you be the glory and honor.
我们将所有的荣耀都献上给你。
We pray this in Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.